Well, Tom and I both love our older homes, but we know they come with their own set of maintenance issues, which really are brought on by all those years of service, and one of which we see a lot is cracks, especially those that form in plaster walls.
Well, that's right, but when it comes to repairing cracks in plaster walls, you can't just trowel on some spackle and call it a day. These walls need a bit more care to make sure that they can stand up for generations to come. Here to tell us exactly how to accomplish that is our friend Tom Silva, the general contractor for TV's This Old House. Welcome, Tommy.
Well, thanks, guys. It's nice to be here.
So we get this question so often. What really causes those plaster walls to crack? It seems pretty normal.
Well, years ago, they put up what they call a lath over the wall, and it's a basically a quarter or 3/8 of an inch thick strip of wood, maybe a 1 inch to 1 1/4 inches wide, spaced 1/4 to 3/8 of an inch apart.
Okay.
When they make the base coat of the plaster up, it's soft. They trowel it and push it onto the walls. It goes in between those openings of the lath, forming a key or a lock to that. That's how it's held onto the wall.
So it circles behind the wood and then kind of grabs it, and
right,
that's the attachment point.
Right. So it basically forms a key or a T, or an I, basically. The wall, the slot, and then a big clump in the back. And when that breaks free, the plaster will fall off the wall in chunks and becomes loose. You have to reattach it to the wall by using a metal ring or a washer and a drywall screw. And you just want to gently put the washer onto the wall, holding it in place with the drywall screw, screwing it into the lath. If you screw it too tight, you'll crack the piece and it'll fall out.
Yeah, good point. Now, so what we're essentially doing is with the metal drywall screw on the washer, we are creating an alternative structural assembly, essentially, because the key is gone now, no longer attaching. We've got this loose plaster, which is pretty heavy, too, and this was in a ceiling. It could actually fall down and hurt somebody.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the ceiling, that's what happens. Big chunks will fall out of a ceiling if you don't address the problem and fix it.
Now, you're saying we want to go with these rings and these drywall screws right into the lath itself. Mm-hmm. Finding the wood, I feel like, you know, anytime you've tried to hang anything on a plaster wall, you take a stud finder and everything is beeping. So it's like,
right,
how do you know essentially you're getting into that strip of lath?
You will know as soon as you turn that screw and it goes through the plaster whether you're in between the crack or you're into the lath,
mm-hmm,
because you will feel the tension.
Tightening up.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about lath is if you do miss it, if you go an inch in either direction, you're most likely to hit it, correct?
Exactly. Exactly. The key is you don't want to over tighten it because you're going to damage or crumble the plaster. So you don't want to do that.
It's such a delicate system.
Right. Another way to do it is I like to put the plaster rings on and put them randomly on the wall. And then I'll take like an old piece of screening wire out of a storm door and then take that screen, put joint compound on the wall, cover it well, take the screening wire and lay it right into the wet plaster and then compress it against the wall, oozing out all of the joint compound behind it, and now I created a screen mesh over the wall and it will never crack.
Oh, that's a great tip. So if you've got a crack that really is persistent, maybe in an area where the wall tends to move a lot, like around, mm-hmm, a door opening or an archway or something like that, you can essentially reinforce that entire crack. First, secure it with the drywall screws and the metal washers,
right,
then put the screening on top of that whole thing.
Right.
And you are so reinforcing that area that the crack just can't reappear.
Exactly. Yeah, 2 coats of joint compound on top of it, sometimes 3, depending on you know, how much the hole or the dent is that you're trying to figure out. Not really a hole, but a dent in the plaster. And I've had great luck with it over the years.
Great tricks of the trade. We're talking to Tom Silva, the general contractor, on TV's This Old House about how to repair a cracked plaster wall.
Now, what about drywall? I mean, when you're thinking about comparing drywall to plaster, making any sort of repairs to cracks in drywall has got to be a breeze.
Well, drywall, you don't have to worry about that plaster, that hard surface cracking. I mean, drywall can crack, but usually if it cracks or opens, it's going to be a structural issue,
mm-hmm,
because the house is really settling too much, or it was just basically installed incorrectly.
Well, and I think generally a lot of the calls we get at the Money Pit, when you're seeing a crack in the drywall, it's essentially a crack in the joinery.
In the exactly. And usually what happens there, and lots of times, is the tape wasn't installed correctly.
Mm-hmm.
If they use a paper tape, the paper tape went on to dry joint compound, and so it breaks away eventually.
Right.
So you got to retape it.
And, you know, speaking of retaping, one final point. I like that perforated tape, the one that sort of looks like a fiberglass mesh. Mm-hmm. Because, as you know, for the average do-it-yourselfer that doesn't work with paper tape all the time, it's kind of hard to get it right.
You got to finesse it.
You got to have a solid coat of joint compound behind it. You get air bubbles. That fiberglass tape seems to be a lot more forgiving.
The fiberglass tape I like is the, because I use it, because I plaster and I joint compound, and I use it for both. Lots of times I may double up on it. But if the paper tape is tricky, if you put a layer of joint compound on the wall on a joint or over a crack, if you wait too long and that joint compound hasn't dried but skinned over, right. Now when you put the tape on it, it's not going to stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And it gets kind of chunky. And right. It doesn't give you a smooth.
The trick around that is if you're waiting too long, wet the tape and put it on the wet joint compound. You don't have to worry about it. It will really stick well then.
Hey, it worked for the plasterers, right, with the wet lath?
Absolutely.
All right, and it still works today. Tom Silva, the general contractor on TV's This Old House. Great advice. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Nice to be here.
You can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.